Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite you to call now. The toll-free number, 844-322-2742. Good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. When we talk about the basic gospel, we're talking about the good news of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection. Love what Paul had to say in his letter to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4:5. He said this, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." So what is the message of the gospel? Well, it's Jesus. That's the gospel. That is God's gift to mankind. He is God's gift to mankind. And yet there are many people that reject Jesus. And it's just astounding that that's the case. But it is. And that's been going on. Jesus came unto his very own. And they rejected him. But those who did receive him, God gave them the right to become children of God. As the apostles started taking that message of Jesus out to people around the world in that day, they presented Christ. They preached Jesus. They talked about him, his death, his burial, his resurrection, as if Jesus was standing right there in the crowd. And the apostles saying, he's the man you either bow down and worship or you go do your own thing. It was that clear. And many people, given that choice, they decide to go do their own thing.
Yeah.
It's incredible, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, and you wonder why people would reject him. And, you know, there's even a theology out there that says that, well, God, you know, God picks those who are going to believe and he blinds other people. But what I love about this passage you're referring to, Bob, is that it actually says the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. So it's actually the enemy that wants people not to believe. It's the enemy that keeps people from seeing the gospel. And when we come up with a theology that says that God is picking and choosing and blinding people, well, we're actually ascribing to God what is really the work of Satan. And so this rejection of the gospel, there's an enemy that wants that to happen. But the beauty of it is that the gospel is more powerful, that he who lives in us is greater than he who lives in the world.
Absolutely. And it's kind of interesting, and this really gets down to the heart of the matter. How does the God of this age blind those to the person of Jesus Christ? Well, one, I think it's a pride issue. I think he uses the pride that is inherent in all of us as a result of the pride to blind unbelievers. They don't want to give in. And as it says time and time again in the New Testament, God rejects the proud but gives grace to the humble. But it's also in that pride, we think we can earn our way into salvation, as it talks about in 2 Corinthians 3, but their minds were made dull, for to this day the same veil remains when the old covenant is read. It has not been removed, because only in Christ is it taken away. We still think we have something to offer to God, and Satan keeps pushing that. You can do it this time. Maybe you failed yesterday. Maybe you failed the day before. But, man, just pull yourself up by those bootstraps. Do all you can. You can gut it out. You can make it happen. And said, with that philosophy, you will never see Jesus.
Yeah. Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us for this edition. The lines are wide open right now at 844-322-2742. That's good, as I said, in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. Okay, all you guys and girls in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, the first stop on the Simply Grace Tour is coming up October 24th, and I know that it's going to be a great event. Bob,
fill the listeners in on what it's going to entail.
Well, it is called the Simply Grace Tour. It's a four-hour conference. Starts 9 o'clock in the morning. We'll end by 1 o'clock. We'll have four messages. You'll have a chance for some question and answer, some great fellowship. We're at the King's College on the south part of Manhattan, a beautiful facility. Can't wait to be there. But this will be a time of encouragement, a time to really, if you've been a listener to the program, maybe you're just getting snippets of what this gospel message is all about. Here's an opportunity to get the big picture, to see how all the pieces fit. It's one of those times where it could just be totally life-changing. Really help you see the grace of God in its fullness and help you embrace it in day-to-day living. So come join us next, it's
October 24th.
October 24th, just around the corner.
Just around the corner. And then 1 week later, I believe it is, the conference or the stop, the Simply Grace Tour stops in the Washington area.
Yeah, November 7th, actually 2 weeks later. But
Yeah. Well, all the information is available. If you just click the events tab at basicgospel.net, all that information is there, an opportunity to get registered online. And I think it's going to be a great time in both locations. So take advantage of it, friends. Guys, a question, I guess it's kind of one of those rubber meets the road questions from Jose. He says, I've been trying to work for God's love, and I'm still hurting inside. I'm focused on behavior. I'm scared of him, and I don't know why. I'm afraid to be myself, afraid of what music to listen to, what shows to watch. I'm paralyzed with fear. He says, I love Jesus. I pray he still loves me. What can we do to encourage Jose? What can we say?
Yeah, well, I would say, you know, it starts with differentiating the junk that we have heard from various places in the Christian world. We have to differentiate that from the true character of God. I mean, you know, Paul said, I do not even examine myself, and it means very little that any of you examine me, because the one who examines me is the Lord. And so he gave up on self-examination, he gave up on self-analysis, and he certainly gave up on self-improvement. That's why right here in 2 Corinthians, we were reading that Paul says, we do not preach ourselves. So the message is not, look at me and how sterile of a life I live, or look at me and how pure and how clean my conduct is. I mean, that's not the message. The message is, look how awesome the love of God is. And I think that for Jose, it's really just going to be time and truth and time and truth as the Holy Spirit really separates the light from the darkness in terms of ideas. There's some really dark ideas spinning around in your head, Jose. And I would say to that, you know, that's going to take time and truth, because God has no darkness in him at all. He's light, and he's called you a child of light, and he's for you, and he's forgiven you, and his standard is not some lofty thing that we have to measure up to every day. The standard was met in Christ. And so, you know, there's this acceptance that we come to grips with that is no holds barred, no strings attached. But that takes time. Guys, you know, I mean, I think we've all been on a journey of really just believing, you know, is God really this good? Is God really this good to me? Does God really have his face turned toward me even when I'm faithless, even when I've blown it? You know, this grace message, it's not something you just graduate in overnight. It really is an 80-year adventure and then some.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's one of the reasons we have the tagline that we do, Hear, Believe, and Live. And that really is the discipleship process. Oftentimes, we don't even hear the message correctly. You know, we hear Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection going into our ears and into our brain, and then it comes out, what am I supposed to do for God? And so you haven't heard it. So it takes time to really hear that it is a message about Jesus. And then, do I really believe what Jesus has done for me? Do I really believe that he's taken away my sins? Do I really believe that he has declared me righteous? Do I really believe that he has come to live inside of me? Do I really believe all that? And that takes time. And then it's the living it out. You know, God's forgiven me, but I sure don't want to forgive you, and those sort of things. But gosh, there's a benefit, I think, maybe, possibly. And so it just takes time. But I think where we start is right back, Andrew and Richard, what we were talking about earlier about this veil that remains when the old covenant is read. Jose started out by saying, I'm trying to earn God's love.
Right.
Well, that's that old covenant veil. You know, here's these rules, here's these regulations. I've got to follow those. And if I do, if I live up to those things, then God will love me. Well, you're never going to live up to those things. They're always going to fail. So your sin, your missing the mark, your failure is going to dictate your thoughts about God. Mm-hmm. Take that veil off.
Yeah, it's so obvious in his question. I'm worried about behavior. I'm afraid of God. Well, the reason you're afraid of God is because you're worried about your behavior. Take your eyes off of your behavior. Look at Jesus in this gospel that we've been talking about and watch it change.
Yes, indeed. Well, Jose, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And if you are unable to get to the phone while we're actually on the air live to pose your question, why, drop us an email. You can do that at bob@basicgospel.net. We'll be glad to address that question. Right now, open lines at 844-322-2742, Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Andrew Farley. My name is Bob Davis. And we have a question from Rodney. He says, I'm going to go to another question here. I would like your thoughts on people dying and going to heaven only to return to tell a story of heaven's wonders. I personally believe the Bible is very clear on what to expect if we receive or reject Christ. What awaits God's children will be great indeed. So why would God need to further describe what the Bible says? And why, if there is a real scenario, if this were a real scenario, would anyone capitalize on such an event with books and movies?
Well, I don't think we want to be in a place of judging other people, except that...
Oh, come
you know,
on, Andrew, let's do. Let's have
well, that's no fun not to.
Well, all right. Just this once, guys. But I think, when it comes to this, Paul says, many people take their stand on visions. Other people have seen angels, they claim. And, I think Paul's message to us is really not to put our stock in visions that people have seen or claim to have seen. I mean, whether it's the Mormon religion where they claim to have some sort of tingling sensation in their stomach, or whether it's some religion halfway across the world where they're marching around a campfire and, claiming to have healings happen from a witch doctor, or whether it's someone here in the United States who claims to have died and gone to heaven and come back, I think we can nod our heads and say, well, isn't that interesting? And I think we need to leave it at that. I don't think we want to build a theology on people's visions or a theology on people's, quote, experiences, because that's some really dicey stuff. We Christians are famous for getting egg on our face as we predict the return of Christ over and over and over and over, down to the day and the year and the minute even. And then lo and behold, well, it doesn't happen, and there we are. So, this idea that we need to be promoting other people's visions and spiritual experiences and that sort of thing, I would say, no, let's just keep our eyes on Jesus Christ and let other people do what they're going to do. We can't control them, but we are in charge of what we set our minds on.
Absolutely. Rob, hope that's a help to you. Hope you're listening. And Andrew, thanks for a great answer. Hey, friends, special note here. This Thursday, the 15th, is Bob Christopher's birthday, and he'll be a certain number of years old. And beginning today through Tuesday, the 20th, the ebook version of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, will be available for $1.99. $1.99, are we out of our minds?
I think we are.
How can you get a copy of it for $1.99? Well, of course, it is the Kindle ebook version. Go online to simplegospelsimplygrace.com. And now, to help you remember, that's Simple Gospel is Simply Grace. So simplegospelsimplygrace.com. And to order, go to that website, simplegospelsimplygrace.com. And if you'd like to help celebrate Bob's birthday, we'll share the link with your Facebook and Twitter friends. And again, it's simplegospelsimplygrace.com. And after you've read the book, post a review and encourage your friends to do that also. And you know what else? Well, if you can help spread the word, you too will be able to help get Simple Gospel, Simply Grace into the top 10 downloads during the celebration week of Bob's birthday. So just a quick recap, order the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace Kindle ebook for yourself at only $1.99 from that website, simplegospelsimplygrace.com. Share the link on Facebook and Twitter, then write a review. That's it. I know that you'll be joining with us to help make Bob's birthday week one of the happiest he's ever had.
Yes, indeed. That was, like I said, as I was thinking about my birthday, and I think about it often. What
Alrighty
do I want
then.
This year? Well, I want to get that message out. I want people to experience freedom in Christ. I want people to know that they are forgiven, that Christ's sacrifice was enough, was sufficient to take away their sins once and for all. I want them to walk in the Spirit, to enjoy the fullness of His life being lived through them. There could be nothing that would thrill my heart more. And I look at what's out there in the book world today and what ranks up there as number one on all the different charts. And Andrew, you've written 6 books. And wouldn't it just thrill your heart to have a book about the grace of God top the charts? It's the most important message there is. It's what people really need. Wouldn't it be awesome to see that, you know, people are starting to respond to it in a way that's actually changing their lives?
Yeah, but when it comes to my birthday, I think I just like a new sweater. but I hear you. Yeah, I mean,
okay,
there's nothing.
Okay.
Make sure that happens for me.
Okay, so when's your birthday, and we'll get you wear a large, and we'll get that.
Andrew right. has 6, Bob has. Well, Richard, you and I have to catch up.
But seriously, though, yeah, I mean, you know, is there any greater gift to an author than just really spreading the word that his book is out there? Is there any greater gift to a writer than just sharing his passion for the message with other people? So, you know, I remember when each one of my books has come out, you know, I'm just thrilled that when I see on Facebook people are sharing it and on Amazon people are reviewing it. And really, when you've invested, I don't think people realize, but it takes 500, 1,000, 1,500 hours of writing, editing. It takes over a year, and is really a labor of love because you're writing it for each individual reader out there to really benefit in their personal relationship with God. And so the greatest gift you can give back is simply letting your friends know that the book is out there and available and, you know, purchasing it, sharing it with a friend, reviewing it, going on Facebook, talking about it. This is really the greatest gift you could give any author.
Yeah, well, thanks, Andrew. Let's go to Astoria, New York, and talk to Maureen. Hi, Maureen.
Hi.
What's on your mind today?
Well, with a friend of mine, we were just discussing, I think it was yesterday, that there was a question asked about the sinner's prayer, and I would just want to verify the response to that, whether it was a true salvation prayer.
Well, Maureen, you know, I don't think it comes down to the words that a person prays as much as what they believe and what their heart is crying out to do. So, you know, I might be saved in a matter of 3 words or 30 words or 300 words. It's really not the words as much as it is, you know, do I believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again? Do I believe that his death was enough to pay for all of my sins? And do I believe that he rose from the dead and that he desires to live in me? And do I open my life to him and invite him in? I think really it comes down to what do I believe in my heart and what choice am I making with my will. So the words, you're not going to find a sinner's prayer. You can search from Genesis to Revelation and you won't find a sinner's prayer, so to speak. That is an invented idea. You know, it actually started a few hundred years ago, quite literally, in some tent revivals. But as you go through the Bible, you obviously see the idea of calling upon the name of the Lord to be saved. And you see the idea that we receive the Spirit by hearing with faith. So I think the most important thing is, have we heard the gospel? Do we believe the gospel? And have we called upon the name of the Lord to be saved? But Maureen, definitely there are no magic words out there because God's looking at the heart. Does that help?
Exactly, but isn't the sinner's prayer inviting Jesus into your heart?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you know, as I was saying, there's many ways you can express that. You could say, Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to come live in my heart. You could say, God of the universe, I believe that you sent your son to die for me and raise again, and I ask for your resurrection life. I ask for eternal life. You could say, Lord Jesus Christ, I know that the Holy Spirit wants to live inside of me, and I ask him to come in and make me a new person. So there's just 100 ways to express that, but ultimately it's responding to the gospel.
Well, Maureen, yesterday the guy asked about the sinner's prayer, and he said a pastor said that's a lie, that it, you know, you should never do that. And what the pastor was getting at was this, that you must be baptized in water in their church to be saved. So it's not a prayer.
It's not water baptism that gets you saved. But the thing I was getting back to is what you were saying, inviting Jesus into your heart, and that's what the sinner's prayer does. It invites Jesus into your heart.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I guess I didn't get the full message of yesterday's question.
Yeah, well, that's what it came down to was water baptism.
I'm not referring back to the water baptism, because we know that water baptism is basically just a command after being saved. But as far as being saved, it's inviting Jesus into your heart.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Maureen. Thank you for your call. I hope that that cleared up any confusion that you might have had. Let's go down to Mansfield, Texas, and talk to Jose, listening to us on The Word. Hi, Jose.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind and heart today?
Well, basically, I just heard the email that y'all received from the other Jose.
Yes.
And, you know, like, it really touched me because, you know, I'm kind of dealing with the same issues that he's going through, too. And, you know, the way that y'all kind of touched on that and you know, just, you know, just pretty much, you know, the way y'all put it, the way y'all answered his question, you know, it really touched me. And I really heard it, you know, just the way y'all answered his question. And, you know, I just wanted to say to Jose, if he's out there listening, you know, don't feel bad, man. Like, you know, you're not the only one that's going through, you know, these tough times, you know, that we're living in right now. You know, it's tough, you know, but you really, man, you just got to keep your heart with God and, you know, just keep your head up and keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. And, basically, you know, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Well, Jose, you know, one of the things that when the other question came in from the other Jose, one of the things I felt like was really on my heart to share is that, you know, it sounds like there's really the accuser who is masquerading as the Holy Spirit in this case. A lot of times we can wrongly listen to the voice of the accuser who's saying, look at, you know, what kind of stuff are you watching? What kind of stuff are you listening to? What kind of sinning have you been doing? You call yourself a Christian? And then we get beat up by the voice of the accuser, and then we think it's God. But we need to remember that when the Holy Spirit talks to us, when the Holy Spirit communicates with us, he remembers our sins no more. He's not drumming up our past. He's not trying to badger us about it, beat us over the head about it. He's training us for the future, but he's not bringing up any punishment about the past. And that's the difference between the voice of the accuser and the Holy Spirit, who loves us and counsels us and comforts us. So I hope that's helpful to you, Jose.
Jose, let me put you on hold. We're about to run out of time, but I want to send you a copy of this book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. So you hold on, and we'll get it to you. Thanks again for your call, my friend.
And once again, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, it's part of a very special offering in celebration of Bob Christopher's birthday week. You can go online to basicgospel.net or actually simplegospelsimplygrace.com, and you can take advantage of the opportunity to get the Kindle e-version at $1.99, only $1.99 for this fabulous new book by Bob Christopher, and we encourage you to do that. Go online again to Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and you can take advantage of it right now. Well, that's our broadcast for today, everybody. We want to say thanks for joining us, and keep in mind that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported broadcast, and we encourage you to be a part of the ongoing support of this proclamation of God's love and grace in Jesus Christ. Well, now for Bob and Richard and Andrew of the staff, Bob Davis, God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.